Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Casting Down Idols. This is a podcast where we talk about addiction and recovery from a biblical perspective. I'm your host, Pastor Mike Dixon. I've been clean and sober now for over 30 years, and you can too. The blessed hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ offers you the power you need to change, to be transformed forever. You do not have to stay the way that you are. And so I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. I pray it's an encouragement to you as you continue on this road called recovery. Listen and be blessed. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Pastor Mike Dixon, your host for the podcast Casting Down Idols. I'm also founder and director of Life Ministries, a Christ-centered, biblically-based addiction recovery program that began back in 2017 out of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. We are now a 501c3 nonprofit. We've got various life chapters that meet in different counties, at different locations, different nights of the week. And those chapters are open to men and women free of charge to come and to be ministered to. We support one another. We do community service projects. We also have Narcan distributions available. We have a ministry to our inmates, those that are incarcerated. But as we come together, these chapters renew our minds together in God's Word. We do that by working through our 40-lesson curriculum together. This curriculum is available online. You can find it on Amazon.com. The easiest place to find it is right off of our website, and that's LifeAddictionRecovery.com. LifeAddictionRecovery.com. You can pull up the website. There's a tab right at the top that you can click, and you can actually order a copy of the workbook and have all 40 lessons. You can go through it as an independent study. You can use it in a group, but it'll help you renew your mind with what God says. That's what we do in our weekly life chapters. We do want to encourage one another and pray for one another, but we want to encourage our minds with the truth of God. I love John 8:32, where Jesus said, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Life Ministries is based upon something Jesus said in the truth of the Word of God. It's recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give life and to give it more abundantly." I can't think of a clearer picture of our enemy, the thief, trying to steal, kill, and destroy than when I look at addictions and what addiction takes from us. But Jesus went on in contrast to say that he's come to give life and to give it more abundantly. Life Ministries, the Life, L-I-F-E, stands for living in freedom every day. The enemy wants to take from us. Jesus wants to give to us. Now, I'm recording this episode in the spring of 2024, and right now everybody, I think, is familiar with the opioid epidemic in our country, the fentanyl crisis that's taking place. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. Fentanyl is 100 times more potent than morphine, 50 times more potent than heroin. So many people are dying every single year from opioid overdoses. In fact, the total number right now, I think, is a little over 100,000 people every year in our country that are dying from overdoses due to drugs. All needless deaths. That's almost 300 people every single day that are dying from drug overdose. Did you know today there's a drug on the street that is much more powerful than fentanyl and the opioids? It's called xylazine. It's actually an animal tranquilizer. It's nicknamed Trank because it is a tranquilizer. It's meant for large animals, cattle, and livestock, and so it's a very potent drug. And so now it's showing up on our streets, and what dealers are doing and those that are manufacturing these illegal drugs is they're cutting their drugs with not only opioids like fentanyl, but now this Trank, this xylazine, is showing up, and the Narcan that we have to help reverse opioid drug overdoses is ineffective when it comes to the Trank or xylazine. And so I look at our situation in our country, and even in eastern North Carolina, this xylazine is showing up on the street drugs, all types of street drugs, not just heroin and cocaine, but even marijuana. It's being pressed into pills to make those pills look like prescription pain pills, and many people are dying The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The warfare is real. The enemy plays for keeps. Jesus comes and he offers us life, and he offers us that abundant life in contrast to what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to bring us to a place of destruction and death. Christ wants to bring us to a place of life, and that is abundant life, and he is able to do that. I want to talk in this episode today about lesson number 3 in the life curriculum. It's entitled Living Abundantly, Part 3. And as we continue to think about what Christ offers us, and in the previous lessons, we've talked about the importance of faith. We need to make sure that we're trusting God, putting our faith in him, believing in who Christ is and what he's done for us. Faith, that's believing. And then we need to practice prayer. That's talking to God, just being honest with God from your heart, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with. God already knows your heart. Just be honest with God. And now let's talk about the importance of the Word of God. These three are vital. If we're going to enter into that place of abundant life and we're going to live there and thrive there, enjoy God's goodness upon us, we've got to have faith. We need to practice prayer, and we need to know about the Word of God being a priority in our lives. What God says is most important. Now, in this lesson and in this episode today, I want to speak 5 clear statements on the authority of the Word of God to your heart. So I want you to hear these statements as if they are statements that God's making directly to you through this episode on this podcast today. Now, the first statement I want to utter, listen, God speaks to you. God is saying, don't question my love for you. I love you so much that I died for you. Just look at the cross. I did that for you in your place so you could be set free from every bondage. Maybe you feel like right now in your recovery, maybe you feel like it seems like nobody else really loves you. Maybe you feel like everybody's turned their backs on you, but I want you to know on the authority of the Word of God, God loves you. He loves you so much. He went to the cross and he died in your place. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world. That means you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah, you could substitute your name for that word world in John 3:16. For God so loved you. He so loved you, what did he do? He went to the cross for you. He died in your place for you so you can be set free, so you can walk in freedom, so you can experience abundant life and life forever with him. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38, it says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from his love. Now, what does that verse say to you about how much God loves you right now? In your brokenness, in your struggles, in your imperfections, in the mess you may feel like you're in right now, what do those verses speak to you about how much God loves you right now? That scripture reminds us that's a promise from God. Nothing is ever going to separate us from his love. He's never going to turn his back on us. We're never going to be in a place where we're so far removed and we've messed up and made such big mistakes in life that we're out of the reach of God's love. No, nothing can separate us from God's love. God continues to love us even when we fall short, even when we mess up, even when we relapse, even when we make mistakes. He still loves us. Jeremiah 31 and verse 34 says, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is God speaking about his chosen people who have faltered over and over and over again. They have relapsed over and over and over again. And God says that I'll forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more if they'll come back to me, if they'll turn from their idolatry, if they'll repent of their sin, if they come back to me. Now, God says that to you right now. He loves you that much. He's saying, if you'll just stop and turn around and come to me in repentance, seeking my forgiveness, God says, I'll grant you that forgiveness. I'll bring you to that place of abundant life where you can thrive. I'll forgive your wickedness. I'll remember your sin no more. And so that first statement I want you to hear, I'm going to speak it again. Don't question my love for you. That's God speaking to you. Truth number 2. Listen, this is the second statement. Why don't you allow me to carry your burden? I'm here to help. Why do we want to go through life trying to carry burdens that we were never designed to carry, that we can't carry in our own strength? The enemy just puts this weight of burdens and cares upon us, and it begins to weigh us down, and it begins to squash us. I mean, it squeezes the very life out of us. When we need to come to Christ, Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Anybody need a little bit of rest? Come to the Lord. Lay those cares and burdens at His feet. Be honest with Him. Be honest with Him. Be open with Him. And truth number three, listen. God says this to your heart. I came to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to set those who are captive free. And God's able to do that. I've been walking clean and sober now, free from addiction for over 37 years. God's done it for me. God will do it for you. He's a miracle working God. He's a God who loves you so much. He's come to you, speaking to you in this episode through His word to remind you. He's here to heal your broken heart. Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. I remember when I surrendered at 27 years old, a drug addict and an alcoholic, my life was a shambles. I had nothing productive or positive to offer God. I mean, really, all I had was nothing but brokenness. My life was a mess. It was shattered. All I had to offer Him was my brokenness. And so I took my hands off of my brokenness and surrendered it to Him. And God has been doing an amazing thing ever since. He's been putting those pieces together, not like they were before. I mean, I'm so much more today than I've ever been in my whole life. And that's because God's the one who is recreating me. In me is a new creation right now. And He's bringing that to reality as He brings me through this process of sanctification and makes me more like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you're brokenhearted today, I've got good news for you. According to Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near you right now. You feel like you're crushed in spirit. I've got good news for you today. The Lord is right there with you in your pain and in this season where you feel like you're crushed in your spirit. Truth number four, God says this, the thief, Satan, has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life abundantly. God desires good things for His children. God desires abundance in your life, not lack. David wrote in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know why? Because when the Lord is my shepherd, He meets all my needs. I'm not going without anything. He wants to fill my cup up to overflowing. You know, so many times in our Christian walk with the Lord and trying to live out this life that He's called us to live, we're oftentimes like a glass that's turned upside down and someone's trying to pour water into the glass and they're just making a mess because the glass is turned bottom up. You know, many times in our lives, God wants to fill our vessel of life up with blessings, with abundant life, but we're turned away from Him. So what do we need to do? We got to be turned right side up, don't we? That's that word repentance. We need to turn around. Instead of having our back towards God, we need to be receptive to God. Instead of moving away from God, we need to start running towards God. This abundant life, even as believers, we can miss it when we're not walking in obedience, when our vessel of life is turned upside down, when we're really not walking in faith and really not walking and living in a way of obedience to bring honor and glory to God, we're just making a mess. The Lord offers us abundant life. The thief comes to take from us. The Lord wants to give to us, to fill our vessel up to overflow. And truth number five, God says, I know you're overwhelmed and afraid, but I will bring you peace and stability. You know, life can sometimes feel like we're constantly trying to dig our way out of problems and troubles and pits that we've fallen into. And sometimes those pits are created by our own stupid decisions and mistakes. And sometimes those pits were created by somebody else. But nonetheless, it creates a struggle for us. In addiction, in strongholds, you know, stopping this downward spiral is difficult. Each and every day, we've got to be determined. We're going to make the right choices. We're going to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to be everything that God wants us to be. You know, we don't want to make stupid, stressed out, hopeless decisions because we were mentally foggy. Been there, done that, right? Does that sound like the voice of experience? We've all done that. And we begin to walk in the flesh and we begin to think that we know what's best and we end up making the situation even worse. as we do that. We need God's intervention and God's leadership in our lives. Has there ever been a time in your life that you can look back on and you can remember where you made a hasty decision, maybe later that you regretted? I think we've all made those decisions. Let's learn from those failures. Let's learn from those mistakes and admit and confess and walk in the truth that we need God every single day. In Isaiah 26 and verse 3, the writer is speaking to God and he says, you, talking to God, God keep him, and that means you and that means me. God keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God because he trusts in you. God can give us perfect peace in a chaotic world, walking down the road of recovery, trying to get the past behind you, trying to break free from strongholds and addictions where it seems like it's tough and the battle is so real. If you'll just long after the Master, if you'll just trust in God, if you'll be determined, you're going to walk as close to Him that you're going to be in His shadow. I love Psalm 91 and verse 1. I will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. If I'm in His shadow, that means I'm very close to Him. I'm right by His side. I need to dwell by His side in His shadow. I've got to trust Him. And as a result of that, God's going to keep me. I'm going to have peace even in a chaotic world. And so I want to encourage you today in this episode, put your faith and trust in God. Stop relying on yourself. Stop relying on other people for the answers you need and the deliverance that you need in life, and start trusting the one who offers you abundant life and who has the power to break the chains and to set you free from your addictions. Take responsibility right here, right now, for your own faith, for your own spiritual growth, for your own deliverance. And when troubles come, and they will come, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when troubles come, right? And difficulties arise, turn to your rock, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lean on Him, trust Him, draw close to Him, get closer to Him. He's your rock. Put your faith in Him, and He'll bring about a peace through His love, through His grace, and through His freedom. You know, our Lord God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's not changed. He's still a miracle-working God. The same God who set me free over 37 years ago is available to set you free today. But it begins with the decision you make to put your faith and trust in Him and to walk in His truth. His truth will set you free. I promise, every single time, if you'll follow after Him in surrender. Let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the life that you offer us. Thank you for being a God who's able to transform us, break the chains that bind us. We don't have to live according to the world's philosophy of once an addict, always an addict, or once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, or once a failure, always a failure. No, Lord, God, that's not what you tell us. In Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, you remind us we're loved, we're chosen, we're predestined, we're adopted, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. God, you love us. And we say, how much do you love us? All we got to do is look to the cross. Thank you, Lord, for already blasting through eternity, Lord, with your divine voice. I love you, for God so loved the world, I died for you on the cross of Calvary. I rose again the third day, not because we deserved it, Lord, because you love us. Thank you for offering to us forgiveness, justification, sanctification, a brand new life, full of abundance, full of your presence, full of your blessings. Help us to walk in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.